Trinity Mirror has confirmed a new UK-wide newspaper called The New Day will be on sale from Monday the 29th of February with a launch price of 25p. The move comes despite a sharp decline in newspaper sales as readers switch to online news sources. The Independent and The Independent on Sunday newspapers are moving with the trends as the two titles are to close next month and go digital only. Professor Chris Frost, former head of journalism at Liverpool JMU, reckons The New Day is a breath of fresh air, tips them for success, and comments on their apparent neutral political stance.
They sort of announced seriously that they were doing it at almost exactly the same moment as The Independent said that they were going to put their papers exclusively online. And whilst their iNewspaper has done quite well, in comparison with some other newspapers, it certainly was a bit of a surprise. Having said that, I think it's a very welcome surprise, something that we would like to see. I think newspapers are very far from dead. And if we look at some of the big cities, the metro newspapers have been pretty popular, short, snappy reads. And that certainly seems to be what the Mirror is trying to do. If they get their audience right, they are going to draw readers in, and I think they will continue to draw readers in for some years, or at least until that technological breakthrough comes up. Maybe flash glasses where you just press a button and you can see it all in front of you.
The New Day is meant to be politically unbiased, like The Independent started off as. How do you think that's going to go for them, and will you enjoy that?
Well, I would, and I think that's the right way to go. It means that you're presenting a range of facts. It doesn't mean that they don't have to present viewpoints and comment, and they're promising to get a range of sort of celebrity columnists in on a sort of irregular basis, so that we get a whole range of different viewpoints and analysis and comment to support the factual news stories. But certainly my view is that there are an awful lot of people who are put off newspapers. The Mail, again, is a good example, which push a particular viewpoint, a particular style of person, and that most people don't fit into. They don't want to be preached to anymore. They don't want to be told how to think. They want to be given the information so they can make their own minds up.
The circulation of The Independent has plummeted over the last 6 years since the introduction of The Eye, but it also has seen a sharp increase in the readership for the newer paper. The circulation for The Eye in 2011 was just over 100,000, but it now boasts a circulation of just under 300,000, the ninth largest in the UK. The Independent back in 2011 wouldn't have been able to compete with those numbers, and as the paper signs off, it has a circulation of just under 55,000 in the UK. There is a concern that something like this might happen to The Mirror once The New Day hits the shelves, but Professor Frost thinks that things will be different this time around.
Well, that is a real risk, that you end up with the same number of readers, or even slightly fewer, but this time spread across two different papers, with a consequent damage to advertising rates and therefore profitability. It's about making sure your target audience is very precisely targeted, and that means putting a decent amount of money and resources into the editorial for the two teams. The New Day is being launched with 25 journalists, which is not a bad size for a newspaper these days, bearing in mind they're anticipating taking quite a lot of their material from the wire services. So they should be able to provide quite a decent editorial. If they keep that independent, fresh, aimed at the younger audience, The Mirror can continue to do its traditional audience, more left-wing, labour-oriented, more working class. And they shouldn't conflict very much. I mean, there's kind of a bit of crossover, but not too much. New Day's also aiming to target women and men, and they say that's quite significant. They're aiming at a much more female-focused audience, whereas The Mirror has always been traditionally much more male-focused, and that's another reason why there'll be slightly less crossover, I think.
The publisher of The New Day has stressed that it will be a standalone newspaper and not a sister title to The Daily Mirror. Trinity Mirror insists there is still an appetite for the printed word, and The New Day will appeal to new readers. It will run to 40 pages every day and be available free for more than 40,000 retailers on its first day.